to Empower Your Thinking, the podcast that inspires and fuels your journey to unlocking your full potential. Join host C.T. Johnson on the voyage of self-discovery as he uncovers the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. Tune in and elevate your thinking today.
Well, hello, Cerebral Citizens. Welcome to the Empower Your Thinking podcast with yours truly, C.T. Johnson. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery as we uncover the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. Happy New Year, Empower Your Thinking family. This is our first episode for the year 2025, and I declare over your life God's best. I push you forward into the future of the Lord Jesus Christ concerning every area and aspect of your life. I thank you, my listeners, my supporters, those of you who undergird me and this ministry, this podcast in prayer, you support financially. I declare and decree God's choice blessings over you, and that this year, 2025, will be a productive year. It will be a progressive year. It will be a year that you mature and maturate into the image of Christ that he has ordained and envisioned for you. I'm excited. If you cannot detect it, I am excited about this year, about this era, about the journey that C.T. Johnson Ministries, the Empower Your Thinking podcast is on. Great things are on the horizon. So I want you to stay close and I want you to stay connected. And if you're not connected, get connected to yours truly. Get connected to this anointing, to this mantle, and watch God do great things for you. It's going to come with challenge. It's going to come with opposition. It's going to come with resistance, but greater is he that's in you, that's in me, that's in us, than he that's in the world. All right, let's jump into today's episode. I'm going to initiate a two-part series, as it were, entitled The Power of Silence, Harnessing the Strength in What We Don't Say. Now, I know that's a challenge for some of you because you always have a rebuttal. You are always ready to give a response. But I want you to understand that there is benefit. There is transformative power, as it were, in silence. We have to learn how to harness the strength thereof in what we don't say, because not every comment or statement made to you warrants a response from you. Oh, that's good. Now, that's a quote from my latest book, Empower Your Thinking, Volume 1. And if you don't have your copy, shameless plug, go to my website, ctjohnson.org, and purchase your copy of my latest book, Empower Your Thinking. So, in today's episode, we begin our journey into understanding the transformative power of silence. I said that just a few seconds ago. Understanding the transformative power of silence. In a world that often encourages speaking up, silence is an underutilized tool that can bring three things: clarity, protect relationships, and foster peace. All right. Silence can bring clarity. Number one. Number two, protect relationships. Number three, and foster peace. So let's begin by gaining an understanding, and or for some, a better understanding, a more precise understanding of what silence is. Silence isn't merely the absence of sound. It's a purposeful, strategic choice. Did you catch that? Silence is a purposeful, strategic choice that creates space for reflection, space for clarity, and space for thoughtful decision making. By choosing silence, we give ourselves the ability to pause and to respond wisely and not impulsively. See, that's the challenge for some of you listening. I know you don't want to swallow this pill of truth, but I'm here to help you start your year off in Christ, with Christ, in alignment with His purpose. All right? You have to understand that utilizing the power, the transformative power of silence, it positions and postures you to pause, to process, to filter through circumstances and situations prior to responding to them. And when you do respond, you respond wisely, not emotionally nor impulsively. Proverbs 17:28 says something very powerful. The scripture says, "Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive." Now that's worth noting. Proverbs 17:28. Understand that silence often provides a moment to gain perspective and make decisions that are aligned with our values. In moments of conflict or decision making, pausing to reflect is always helpful in our response, whereby we do so utilizing wisdom versus emotionally. And when you respond emotionally and or impulsively, it normally results in you regretting the decision you made, regretting what was said, regretting how you reacted, because you did not take the time to, as Proverbs says, shut your lips. Shut your lips. And ensure that you are again responding with prudence. You're responding in wisdom. And in order to do that, you have to pause and assess all of what has transpired, all of what has occurred, in order to respond in a manner whereby there is no regret, there is no embarrassment. Are you following me? And so let's transition or progress further into the strategic aspects of silence when it comes to disagreements, when it comes to conflict, when it comes to turbulence in relationships. And when I say relationships, I'm not relegating it to husband and wife. I'm not relegating it to siblings. I'm talking about business relationships. I'm talking about relationships in general. All right. Now, let's again move into the strategic aspect of silence, particularly in conflict. During disagreements or tense moments, which we all have, which we all will experience, silence can serve as a powerful and impactful tool. Rather than escalating the situation with words that may later be regretted, silence allows you to collect your thoughts and to approach the situation intentionally and not emotionally. Now, I'm going to use that word. I'm going to be repetitive in using the word emotions, emotionally, impulsively, because that is the initial response from all of us, especially if our buttons are pushed to a certain degree. And if you have experienced a lot of foolishness and chaos pretty much throughout your entire day, it only takes an ounce more of aggravation in order for you to flip your lid, for you to blow your fuse. And so this is why within the first month of a new year, the Spirit of God impressed upon me to walk us through the power of silence that many of us have never taken the time to dig into, to understand. So James 1:19 says something that's just as powerful and coincides with the scripture reference in Proverbs 17:28. And it says, James 1:19, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." Slow, rather quick or swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Why? Because what you say, words can initiate strife. It can initiate and or stir anger or wrath. And so this is why James admonishes us here in this 19th verse of the first chapter to be quick in hearing, swift in listening and processing and assessing and filtering what we're hearing, so that when we do speak, we're not speaking emotionally, nor ignorantly, nor rashly, but we are speaking in accordance to the information that we have not only ingested, but digested. We processed it. We filtered it. Are you following me? In heated conversations, taking a brief pause or choosing silence over speaking hastily can prevent further escalation. And not only that, it can also help maintain control of the situation. See, when you start flying off at the mouth, what you're doing really, not only are you escalating the situation, but you are relinquishing control to your emotions that are dictating your responses. But silence gives us the time to think and act with deliberation, not emotion. Oh, that's good. Now, let's speak about and/or speak to the benefits of listening over speaking. Now, I'm not saying that in every situation you are to become mute. What I'm admonishing us to do is to pause, to assess, to process, to step away emotionally from whatever has transpired, whatever has happened. So that, and I'm not saying or suggesting that you shut down your emotions totally. What I'm saying is that you don't respond initially, especially if your emotions are leading you, controlling you, versus you leading, controlling your emotions. And so depending on what has transpired, depending on what is occurring, you need to step away. All right. You need to unplug. You need to back up. You need to cover your mouth so that you don't add fuel to the fire that may have been ignited. Often in conversations, we focus on waiting for our turn to speak rather than truly listening. Now, all of us are guilty. Come on, raise your hand. All of us are guilty in doing this. All of us are guilty. Especially, but those who are married, you can relate. Or when you are engaged in conversation that's become animated, that's become alive and or lively, that has become somewhat spicy, you are most times you're not actively listening, where you are literally processing what the person who is speaking is saying. While they're talking, you're actually having a conversation within your head as it pertains to what you're going to say, as it pertains to your rebuttal, as it pertains to your response. But here's the thing. When we do that, we're not listening. We're not processing. We're not engaged in active listening. So how can we respond effectively when we did not actively listen? And this is why when you do that and you do respond, you often miss some significant parts of what the other person said. And now in your response, you're misconstruing. In your response, you are misinterpreting what was said because you never actually actively listened to what was said. Silence allows us to hear others. Catch this fully. Say that with me. Silence allows us to hear others fully. One more time. Come on. Silence allows us to hear others fully. Fostering empathy and deepening our understanding. That's what silence does. It fosters empathy. It deepens our understanding because it allows us to hear others fully. It's in the quiet moments that we can gather insight, reflect on others' words, and craft a thoughtful response. Proverbs 18 and 13, he who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. Listening without the urge to immediately respond allows for better understanding. Silence isn't above avoiding communication. I want you all to really get that. Silence isn't about avoiding communication. That's not what silence is about, at least not in the context that I'm teaching you. Silence is not about avoiding communication. What is it about? It's about processing what's being said. Now, I've been repetitive in regards to certain words: processing, assessing, wisdom, emotion, emotionally, impulsively. All right. So this is the power. I'm giving you practical insight to the transformative power of silence. Again, silence is not about avoiding communication. It's about processing what's being said and ensuring our response is aligned with the conversation's true intent. That's good. That is good. Silence is about ensuring that our response is aligned with the conversation's true intent. Now, in this first part, we've explored the power of silence in providing perspective, responding thoughtfully in conflict, and fostering clarity through active listening. In the next episode, we will continue by looking at the strength of silence in moments of provocation, emotional regulation, and personal growth. Now, I know it was just getting good, but it's going to get even gooder in our next episode. So stay tuned as we dive deeper into the empowering role silence plays in each of our lives. I want to sincerely thank you, my Cerebral Citizens, for tuning in to today's episode. Now be sure to subscribe and rate the podcast wherever you listen so you never miss an episode and you are always in step with us in this new year as we forge forward in empowering our lives. For more updates, follow me on Instagram at I Empower Lives. Visit my website at ctjohnson.org. And I want to encourage you to email me your questions and or your comments about today's episode. And you can do so by sending your questions and your comments to info@ctjohnson.org. That's info, I-N-F-O, at ctjohnson.org. Until our next episode, remember that a changed life is the consequence of an empowered mind. This is CT Johnson. I love you. Be empowered.
Thank you for tuning in to another empowering episode of Empower Your Thinking. Remember, a changed life is the consequence of an empowered mind. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more inspiring content that fuels your journey to unlock your full potential. And for daily empowerment, follow host CT Johnson on Instagram at IEmpowerLives. Join us next week as we continue this voyage of self-discovery, uncovering the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life.